for being with us. For I guess for those that are not too familiar with Phaeton, can you tell us a little bit of story about the band?
We've been around since 2017. Our drummer Colin Wright, and he put the band together. The other three of us, there's me, Ferdy Belland, on bass. There's Daniel Erth on lead guitar. And there's Kevin Thiessen, who is on lead guitar and keyboards. The three of us had played with Colin in previous bands separately beforehand. The three of us didn't know each other until Colin got us all into one room and introduced us. And we just had a vague idea of, hey, let's try, you guys want to try playing some all-instrumental prog metal? And what do you know, everything clicked into place just lightning fast. We ended up writing and releasing our first album within the first year that we were a band. And we had our second album recorded in the can, and we were really starting to ramp up our live performance bit around BC and Alberta. And then all of a sudden the pandemic erupted. And so we waited out the pandemic like the rest of the world did. And then just as the last of the lockdowns were lifting in the spring of 2022, that's when Colin got really sick. And so we just hung in there, while Colin got well again. And so we've basically been, the on switch has been on again for Phaeton since 2023, when we finally were able to release Between Two Worlds and got a lot of really nice critical acclaim for it. And we've just been punching along ever since. We've got our third album, Neurogenesis, will be released to the public this Friday, October 24th. And so far, we've been involved in a nice promotional campaign with John Asher from Asher Media Relations. And so far, we've released three videos onto YouTube over the past month, which are gaining views and, getting a lot of excitement about us. And yeah, we're just really excited to see how well the album gets received from, from the progressive rock people and from the heavy metal people and from all people, all points in between. And yeah, life is good. Prog metal is good.
That's good. That's, yeah. Yeah, you've done many things. Great resume. That's pretty cool. And how did the name of the band came to be? Can you tell us a little bit of story about that?
Yeah, well, when we realized that we liked each other and we liked playing music with each other and figured out, okay, well, what are we going to name ourselves? We were coming up with all sorts of ideas and concepts for a band name based on science fiction and astronomy and all the rest of it. And so we came across Phaeton. And with Phaeton, it's like, Phaeton is the name of an ancient Greek god, but Phaeton is also the name of the hypothetical protoplanet, which theoretically used to be in the orbit between Mars and Jupiter, and then it exploded, a couple of billion years ago and created the asteroid belt. And so we figured, okay, great, that's it, that's us, print.
Well, there's a great, great story. And yeah, I have to confess that I'm a science fiction fan myself, so that sounds pretty cool. That's awesome. Okay, so you mentioned a little bit about, some albums you have, the new one that is coming out on Friday. In terms of the, compositions, like, is there a person that handles lyrics or another one that handles music, etc.?
Well, because we're all instrumental, we don't have to worry about those pesky lyrics, which simplifies the job for us.
Oh, that's right.
It started off
like
when the band first started, Kevin and Daniel wrote the lion's share of the music, and of course all of us as a unit helped in putting together the sculpting, the arrangements of the songs, and adding, everyone's left to their own devices as instrumentalists to come up with their own parts and to complement each other and to make sure what they're doing serves the song and all of that. When we first started out, Kevin was writing the bulk of the material and Dan was submitting a few songs. And then with the second album, Between Two Worlds, the one that we released in 2023, the workload was pretty much divided more or less equally between Kevin and Daniel. And of course, it put the onus on me to get off my ass and actually, you know, not be a compositional leech. Okay, like, come on, Ferdy, add something to the band, for God's sake, you know. So with Neurogenesis, you know, I added a song of mine, Tethys Rising, and you know, and it's good. I mean, like musically, I trust these guys to pieces because they're all gifted, brilliant instrumentalists, and we all, after 8 years now, we all understand each other almost telepathically. And so, you know, I handed off like the basic structure, about whatever, 70-75% complete, and then I just handed it over to Kevin and to Dan, and I was nervous. I had a bit of, you know, self-esteem issues about handing it in because I wanted to make sure whatever I was writing was up to Kevin's standards and up to Daniel's standards, and it was. And so when it all came together, once all four of us, you know, put our own ingredients into it, the song ended up really wonderfully, right? And it was a very, you know, grateful compliment to me that it was the other guys who decided to put that song as the lead-off song in the running order of the new album, you know, which I just, you know, thanks, guys. I want to do you proud. So right now, the band is becoming more of an overall democratic collaborative effort, and everyone's always coming up with brand new ideas. And I mean, Kevin is set up with his own home studio that's where we record our albums. Kevin is our in-house engineer producer. Daniel is also a very good engineer producer, and he has his own home studio as well, which he spends most of his free time composing stuff on, you know. And and I'm usually over at Dan's place, or I'm over at Kevin's place, you know, and we're all just coming up with ideas. And Colin is very musical as well, you know, like, he's not just a drummer, folks. He's a very, very good drummer, but also he's very musical, and he does a big part. He takes on a huge role as far as the arrangement of the songs and the general assembly of the tunes. He knows how to sculpt, he knows how to arrange, he knows how to conduct the way a conductor of an orchestra can. So it's pretty cool. This is the most unique band I've ever been in over the 35 years I've been playing in various underground bands of, you know, one sort or another. And this is by far the most exciting and the most musically satisfying band I've ever been in.
That's cool. Yeah, it sounds like you have a pretty awesome combination, chemistry, synergy over there. So that's pretty cool.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
All right, let's take a little break, and we'll be right back here with more metal music at the Metal Meltdown. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. We just listened to Brinicle, or Brinicle. They are from Colombia, and we listened to the song Deep Trip, which is part of their 2024 album Perceptions of Reality. Before that, we listened to Victoria Lies. They are from Calgary, here in Canada. And we listened to the song Serotonin, Victoria's Version, which is a single from 2025, from last year. And we started the set with Phaeton, our guest tonight, from Kimberley, British Columbia, Canada. And we listen to the song that gives their latest album from 2025. It's titled, we'll listen to Neurogenesis. And yeah, let's continue our chat with Ferdy from Phaeton.
Has this last album, or, you know, maybe a previous, have they been like concept albums, you know, do they have a theme?
Not with Neurogenesis. There is... It's a concept album. It didn't start off as such, but with the concept of Neurogenesis, and Colin's the big conceptualizer when it comes to again the theme of this new album. We were talking about how it's been in the news as of late over the last few years about just how exponentially accelerating digital technology has become since the 21st century opened up. And when you're talking about an organic human mind being fused in with cyber, you know, digital cybernetics, like what the futurists are calling the singularity, where we actually become cyborgs as such, you know, like it's just, we start talking about the concept of, it's the ongoing concept of, you know, human progress possibly going too far. And you don't want to be a Luddite or anything, or you don't want to be, say, anti-technology, but at the same time, you want to be cautious about technology, because, you know, human psychology, and, you know, it's, you know, we're not that far removed from the caveman days, right? And again, it's like people are trying to download 21st century software into a cerebral hard drive that hasn't been updated in 75,000 years. And so it gets to a point where, okay, human progress is the driving force behind all human forces, but it comes a point where you threaten to lose your humanity. And we're starting to see it just, you know, especially since the rise of the internet for real, when the 21st century opened up, and you're seeing like younger people being more, again, socially stunted and socially awkward when they're actually off of their screens and having to interact face to face with other biological meatbags. And so it's like, where is this going to go? And I mean, this is where you get, you know, Terminator movies, and this, you know, where all of a sudden the artificial intelligence realizes that we're irrelevant and in the way. Or, you know, or again, if everyone becomes a cyborg, a cybernetic organism, you know, and if we're all connected by one sort of universal telepathy chip, then there's no more individuality and we all become hive mind insects. And a lot of that is mentioned, again, in the song titles of the various songs, which are part of the Neurogenesis album, and just the Neurogenesis theme in general. And our artist friend Matt Semenok from Calgary did a wonderful job of trying to bring that imagery to life for us for our album cover artwork. Very much Bill Sienkiewicz kind of watercolor artist. Lots of like very, very moody, quasi-sinister colors that he brought to life for it. And yeah, so I mean, like, sorry to long-windedly answer your question, this is the first real concept album that we've talked about. And I know that's sort of what progressive rock bands are supposed to do, is to create concept albums. But actually what we're currently working on, which will be our next album, which hopefully we can release before the end of 2026, we're calling it Clouds of Mercury. And right now we're finishing off the recording of a 22-minute epic, which will be the longest composition that we've yet written. And it's a bit more moody and atmospheric and more ambient sounding than a lot of the more hard driving, you know, guitar driven prog metal that we've been doing. And I mean, we are writing other, you know, guitar driven prog metal songs to accompany that epic, but that one's going to be more on the conceptual one, because again, like with Clouds of Mercury, that one deals with Colin, our drummer, with his battle against cancer that he won, we're proud to say. He's been remission for years, and you know, and he's a stubborn little fighter, and you know, and his obstinance is what's gonna keep him alive, and I'm sure he'll bury us all. But in the meantime, yeah, the Clouds of Mercury refers to the medication that he had to suffer through in order to survive the cancer and heal from the cancer, and his trials and tribulations. So we've got plans, Antonio. We're already mapping ahead to the next album and the album beyond that. And yeah, we're never at a shortage for imagination, put it that way.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, that's great that you're an artist and you don't have limits on imagination or creativity. That's pretty cool. And thank you for giving us a glimpse of, you know, what's coming up. That's, you know, universe premiere here at the Metal Meltdown. Thank you very much for that.
You're quite welcome. Happy to help.
So where can people find your, you know, music, merchandise, etc.? You mentioned the videos.
You can go to www.phaetonprog.com. That's our main website. Or you can find us on Bandcamp, which is where we sell our music, and if you want, you know, the merchandise that we have, mostly t-shirts at the moment, although we are working on releasing Neurogenesis as a hard copy LP vinyl format for the spring of 2026. And we'd also like to do a re-release of our first two albums on vinyl as well. So we're working on that. And yeah, but if people want to find us, we're easy to find. You can go to Facebook, www.facebook.com/